We will not be held responsible for any hearing impairments or damage caused to you from excessive exposure to this sound.
ROTPOD, it's myself, Mr. B, and we got
Big D.
Yes, sir. Cool. How you doing, Big D?
I'm doing pretty good, man.
How was your weekend?
Oh, it was nice. I spent it with my chick, Valerie, just enjoying each other's company, buddy.
Yes, sir. It's always good, huh?
Yeah. How about yourself?
Good. Spent with the family. Spent the time at home. No basketball tournaments for my son.
Oh, nice.
Until actually this coming week and then one more weekend. So we got a week of kind of like relaxing.
Chill.
Yeah. So until the following weekend. Back in the tournaments, be busy every weekend again, and probably then just be giving some listeners and some of those people some videos on interviews and stuff like that.
Yeah,
like, yeah, because I do tech, gaming, movies, and probably I'll be doing more sports as well.
Sir,
so I'll be doing interviews with little people, with big people,
not midgets. They're little people, right? Little people. Freaking bastards.
You know, so yeah, because at these tournaments you see a bunch of people, you see tall guys.
Yeah,
they're just helping their kids out, some coaches.
That's cool,
some
man.
Coaches out there, so just a lot of different people to talk to, so I'll be able to bring the listeners different things
closer to where you're at, interact, you know, different people in the game.
Yes, sir.
That is cool, man.
So yeah, so next two more weekends, then we'll be busy again. But this weekend went to one graduation reception so far. Graduations are happening.
I know, right? My goodness.
You know, there's like, how would you say those buildings, those
the gyms and all that.
They're being occupied right now this week. So
Tingly, the pit, all that shit.
Yeah.
Dang. Man.
Congratulations to the graduates.
All the graduates, thank you. Hey, man, smart. Keep in school. Stay in school.
Stay in school.
Man, don't be a fool. Stay in school.
and you know how they do the, from, what do they do? Like from 8th grade to high school?
Mm-hmm.
They do those too. So keep going, kids. Keep going.
Heck yeah. You need it regardless, man. Regardless of what people tell you, you need the education. I mean, 4 plus 4 ain't 44.
Damn.
You need the education, man.
Yeah. So, yeah. It's another good day recording. You can hear the birds. Just flying around. And usually we see cats running around and
marking their spots. Showing us
their balls. Yeah. But, yeah, just drinking a coffee this afternoon and getting the podcast going. And speaking about phones, iPhone 7, buddy.
Yes.
It's like the iPhone 6. There's going to be iPhone 7 and iPhone 7 Plus. And there's just a lot of rumors out there. Quite a few pictures coming out. Have you seen them?
No, I haven't seen it yet. I'm trying to want to kind of be surprised, but fuck that. Let me know. What do you think?
Oh, okay. So far... when I'm going through this, I'll be able to tell you more and more of it.
Okay, yeah.
So the first thing that they notice is 256 gig storage.
Holy shit!
Big, huh?
Yeah.
256 gigs. What's the six? What does the six have?
Oh, 64 now.
It goes up to 128, huh?
Yeah, it goes to 128. Yeah.
128, and these new ones, those iPhone 7 and 7 Pluses, 256 gigs, buddy.
Dang, so what are you going to store on there?
You can store all the videos of the rap
file.
You know, so 256 gigs, it's like they say, it's a computer in your pocket, right?
It really is. That's, dude, I think probably 90% of the computers and laptops don't even hold that much memory out there.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, man.
Yeah. And 256. And one thing that I want to mention that I can finally say is I'm Android and my partner here is iPhone, so we'll be able to talk more about which my side and his side. And listeners, if you're for one side or you're both sides, just comment and just send us messages or whatever.
That'd be nice, you bastards. Okay.
Yeah. Remember, pick Android. another thing is dual. Mine is closer. The dual camera module. So just dual cameras.
Oh wow, that's pretty neat.
Yeah. So the one thing that you think of when they say dual cameras is 3D pictures.
Oh. Not that. I don't know.
No.
Nah, I think there's just so much you can want on your phone. You know.
Not 3D.
No, not 3D.
But what if there's an app that they make and for. What if we broadcast live on the Rot Pod and we're in 3D?
I'll be one fat motherfucker coming out.
Maybe some ideas would be pretty good.
It'd be good, but on the... I don't know, dude, on the phone.
Yeah.
You're going to need that blanket just to see the 3D action with the glasses on.
That's right. Yeah. So, but that's the one thing that you think of when you think of two cameras?
I mean, yeah.
3D.
But there's a lot more too, a lot clearer picture and everything else, right? It goes along with it, not just particularly 3D or whatever.
Yeah, you know how they say the HDR, feature?
Yeah.
Where it takes before and after.
Mm-hmm.
So they could probably use this sort of that way, take one picture, take another set of pictures at the same time, and the computer kind of puts it together.
Kind of bundles them together on it.
Makes one fantastic, fabuloso picture. Maybe. Never know, buddy.
It could be, dude.
Never know. Of course, speaker. It'll have a speaker, a redesigned antenna. So I don't know how that's going to be. I think they tried almost everything that they could with this case. You know how the old ones where you put your hand over it and then you couldn't make a phone call or nothing?
Hey, stupid. Get your hand over the case.
Yeah. You know what did Steve Jobs say? You're holding it wrong?
Yeah.
Holding it wrong. You're holding it wrong. And this, you're holding it right.
It's like drinking tea. The pinky has to be
the
out.
Pinky, that's right, huh? When you're making a phone call.
Would you like any grape or pump?
Yes, sir. Let's see, what else? What else? Yeah, like I said, the 7 Plus. And the big thing they're talking about is the smart connector holes. Have you ever seen that?
Hmm.
Have you heard about it? On the phone, you'll be able to see like it might be on the bottom or the side, but if it's on the side, there'll be like three holes on the side, and they're not really holes; they're more like
little dits or something in there,
something like that. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. But just to grab.
They're gonna be magnetic, so if you have a keyboard, you'll be able to just kind of like clap it on like that. It'll snap and it'll hold and all that. And the one thing about the smart connector is when you connect it, it'll connect via the magnet. So you don't have to go through Bluetooth and try to connect it and pair it.
It'll go straight to the keyboard.
It'll go straight to... It's kind of like just like hooking up a wire. A physical wire.
Yeah.
So a physical wire.
So male and female.
So it'll be almost the same thing, but it's just like a snap-on type.
Oh,
So that's the smart connector for my phone, which is pretty good.
That is pretty neat,
man. And with the smart connector, they're telling all the companies out there, all the inventors, all the developers, and all that, you could use this smart connector to use it for anything like accessories and gadgets for the iPhones.
Got you.
So let's say you want to do a I don't know what comes to mind right now. But maybe like just transferring photos or something from another iPhone, you could just
almost like a photo drop kind of thing, AirDrop.
You could just touch the phones together, and they'll be able to connect fast, and it won't be slow as Bluetooth. It'll be fast like a physical connection.
Yeah, because with the AirDrop now, you know, you got to put your phones close together, and if I want to AirDrop a photo from one iPhone to another, I got to find them in the Bluetooth, and then when they finally connect, you know,
yeah,
and then you got to hit it, and boop, it drops it. But it takes a few minutes to do that, though.
And it's over Wi-Fi, huh? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So see this, it'll be like a physical connection. So it'll be quick transfers.
That is pretty damn cool, dude.
Yeah, and just different gadgets and accessories for the iPhone 7. Right now, they're saying that they're only seeing pictures for the iPhone 7 and the 7 Plus, but the smart connector holes, they're only seeing it for the 7 Plus.
Oh,
yeah.
See, they can't just they have to separate us by class, don't they?
Yeah.
One the higher class, always the lower class. You rat, filthy bastards. We're all one, man.
We're all one.
You know, it ain't just black lives. We're all lives matter. Don't you hate them when they do that? Androids, they don't do that, no? They don't do that with, like, the galaxies or the notes. They don't have Note 6 and a Note 6 Plus, whatever.
No, they don't do that. Well, the only thing is the features, like the physical body.
Yeah.
Like it's like the 6 and the 6S, was it? Edge. The only difference between those is just the physical body of the phone where it curves on
the curves
edge.
On, yeah, no, yeah,
that's the only difference, yeah. Other than that, it's not like
astronomical difference
big difference, yeah. So, but there are differences in phones. Of course, if you purchase the more expensive one, then you get different features.
And you're gonna get more with it.
Yeah.
I see that's one thing, and I guess I could understand how people would freaking, you know, say that, like, when their iPhone, they feel like they're being contained. You know what I mean? To either one, to the either 7 Plus or just the 7. You know what I mean? Why can't they just use the 7 and just have everything, you know, everything on the 7, you know, the Smart Connect and all that. Just, you know, use the pricing like they do now. It's just the gigs. You know, 16 gigs, 64 gigs or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, not separated. They have to separate because those three connects. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's do it for all of them, huh?
Yeah. Just do it on all of them and just separate it by the gigs, man.
Yes, sir. Separated by the gigs. 16 gigs, 64, 128, and 256.
God dang.
Crazy, right?
I can't even fathom 256 gigs.
May, June, I think. And they said a lot of stuff will be revealed in this year's WWDC.
Oh, it's not going to come out till next year?
So, let's check this out. It said next month. The WWDC World.
Oh, yeah.
What is it called?
It's a damn big ass convention with Apple, no?
Apple Worldwide Developers Conference.
Yeah.
June 13th to the 17th in San Francisco.
So they're finally letting them poor scientists out of their basements?
Probably. So next month, yeah, this is May, June. So next month, they'll be revealing some more iPhone 7 news.
So what do you think will be coming out by next year or by the end of this year?
Remember some phones, they kind of released them at the fall?
It'll be this year,
so
no?
It'll probably be this year, yeah.
Ah, you rat bastards.
more money.
I know. Damn it.
Yeah. And I wonder how far they are in building the new Apple building. Have you seen it?
Oh, where are they building? Are they building here in the States?
They're building it, and they're building it in Cupertino?
Oh shit, in California?
Yes,
that's
sir.
Where the other one is, right?
That's where the other one is, yeah. So I think that one they're still building it. There's this one guy. He takes his drone, and he flies it. Like a mile away, and he flies the drone up into the sky. So as it's going up to the sky, he kind of takes a video of the whole thing, and you can see it. That's pretty cool.
I would love to take a tour through there, dude.
Yeah, it looks like a spaceship, man.
You know, fuck yeah. Oh my goodness.
F yeah. All right, and just one more topic for this episode, and we're speaking about phones. There's this new phone coming out on Android. It's called Indian OEM Intex. It's just a different name by a different company.
Oh, okay.
And but this one is the Android. The one main thing that they're featuring on this one is a fingerprint sensor. So with this one, it'll be a scan, authenticate. It'll be able to control some apps like camera, phone unlock, gallery. And just different ways to use the thumbprint.
Yeah, not just the seclusion, you know, unlocking it or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. You'll be You'll be doing a voiceover LTE, so it'll be like high definition voice calls, probably like a landline.
Sound like Barry White now.
Barry White, all deep and clear. Huh? What was the song?
Can't get enough of your love, babe.
All deep and clear, you know. This one's gonna have a USB Type C charging, which just means you could plug it in either way. It's like the connector of the iPhone.
The lightning.
Lightning cable.
That's right. But you know what? I have a complaint about that if you have a few seconds.
Yeah, go for it.
The damn cords that I buy, well, I guess it's my fault buying the cheap ones. Because they last about maybe two or three months. Uh-huh. And then they go out, man. And then your phone starts charging. Boom, 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 boom. Because the damn cord is going out. And then when you go buy a new one, fuck, those new ones are expensive as hell, like, man.
$25 or something?
Yeah, $25. I guess that's the white one, though. The original Apple one. The
original ones.
No, it's not really.
I think the lowest one I've seen was like $15.
You know what? That's really not bad. I think I should just quit being a dumbass and just go down to Sprint. Just buy that damn cord.
Well, you know, if you buy these off-brand ones, some of them could be good, so... You just gotta try them. If you're willing to try them, because some of them will be good.
I tried them.
Yeah.
They suck. I just need to get off my ass and go down to Sprint.
Yeah.
I just buy the original one.
But if you guys have a cable that you guys recommend, send it
please.
To us. Not send us the cable, but send us the information.
A case full of cables.
Case full of cables.
None of them work.
Yes, sir. So, and the last thing about this Intex phone, it's gonna be $96.
What?
Is that bad or what? So there'll be some features compact into this phone. It'll be $96. More than $96?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
$600.
So, yeah.
$600.
$600. That's a lot, huh?
Oh my gosh. $96.
$96.
I hate being loyal.
Steve Jobs. Steve Jobs is looking down on you right now. He's saying, "You're the man, Big D."
Damn you, Steve Jobs. Damn you.
You know, and most phones, you know, they kind of the people that do research, they kind of say that it averages it out to people buying a new phone every year. So just as long as this $96 phone lasts a year, then another new one, another different one with a different innovation could be coming out with like $100 again. So you just spit out another $100 for something different.
Shit, dude.
Instead of spending what, like $600-$700 on an iPhone and keeping it for as long as you can, trying to stretch out that dollar.
Dude, I'm getting a tear in my eye just thinking about this. $96.
It's okay, buddy. It's okay.
Oh my gosh, man. Well, hell, yours is what, $200 or $300?
Mine was, the original price is $180, but I bought it on sale for $89.
I don't know what to say.
You know, so yeah,
I feel sheepish.
We're talking about money, and it's crazy, huh?
Yes.
You know,
I mean, okay, that's it. I mean it this time. I am switching.
Yeah, that's it. That's it for this episode, guys. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for downloading, streaming, however you're getting this podcast. If you have any questions, just email rollingofftrackpodcast@gmail.com or just go to the website, rollingofftrackpodcast.com. Find everything there. Starting to put up more stuff. Big D is going to be sending me some stuff to put up on the site. Just interesting stuff, tech, gaming, movies, two guys at two stuff, funny stuff, crazy stuff, everything stuff.
Yep, everything underneath the sun. It's funny, it's crazy, or it's mutilating. We're going to be checking things out.
Yep. Yes, sir. So,
thank you much for watching. And thank you all the listeners.
Listeners, yeah.
Always.
So, any last words for the Rock Pod listeners, Rock Pod Land, Big D?
Enjoy the beautiful days. Enjoy your life. Stay calm.
Yes, sir.
Peace.
Peace. Hey there, guys. It's myself, Mr. B. I'm here with Big D. And before we record this next episode of the Rot Pod, I just want to tell you guys that we put up a page at patreon.com/ROTPOD. And what that is basically is you go over there, head over to the patreon.com/ROTPOD. You donate.
Donate
however much you want. $1, $2, $5, $10, $15, $30. However much you can give. It supports the Rot Pod. New equipment, upgrade the website, more updates, more videos. And one thing that the listeners are going to be proud of is getting behind the scene footage of videos of myself, Big D, Stretch, whoever we interview, guests, wherever we're at. Just a lot of video. People out there are looking forward to those videos. So anything that you donate, it could be a dollar. You'll be getting these videos behind the scenes. And just more to come to the ROTPOD. Also, giveaways. If you donate so much, then you get a piece of our stash from our own collection. So as myself, I have tech games, movies. I have just like stuff that I can give away. And Big D has some stuff in his house that he wants to give away to people, listeners, giveaways. So a lot of stuff coming to you. Just donate however much you want. Patreon.com/ROTPOD. Thanks for listening. And keep supporting us. And let's keep this thing going.